can remember the day that sweets came off ration. And Olga and I started at our end of the town, going to all these shops for some sweets, and they'd all sold out. And the only shop that we could find was away down Bridge Street. It was a little general store, and there was a queue outside, so we joined the queue. And when we got in, she let us have a quarter of sweets. They're only boiled sweets. There were nothing startling, you know, but we thought, oh, we've got some sweets off ration, you know. But we went in various ones along Ropery and up through the town till we got to Bridge Street. And that was the first place that had any sweets left, because everybody was going mad and just buying sweets. I can remember when we used to leave school at 4 o'clock, it was those days, and the little post office, Tinker's, it was just opposite Melrose Road end. Sometimes they'd had an allocation of ice cream, and of course I'd never had any money with me at school, so I used to run all the way home and all the way back again and ask my mum for tuppence. So quite expensive, but and hope that they hadn't sold out by the time you got back. And you joined the queue, and you got, it was Lion's ice cream, and it was like a little round ring of ice cream in paper, and you used to put that in a cornet, and it was tuppence, and that was a real treat, you know, because like I say, the only other place in town they could get ice cream was Rockall's, and they used to make their own. How they got round the restrictions, I don't know, but they did. But these Lion's ice creams were really nice. I think it maybe was a penny for the ice cream and a penny for the cornet, something like that. I know it cost tuppence. And I know sometimes we used to come out of school, and we used to go, Tinker's had got a queue. We always knew there was something special on. We used to go to Tinker's, and there was another queue, and we'd found that they were selling broken biscuits. They'd had an allocation of broken biscuits. They used to get these tins, and you could buy those off ration. And also packets of Smith's broken crisps. They were off ration. Well, they weren't on ration, but they could never get hold of them, you see. But the broken bits, they used to be in these little square packets, and they were supposed to be greaseproof packets, but all the grease would come through, you know. They were very sticky and messy to eat, but you used to think, oh, you'd got something smashing, you know, because things were so hard to come by.